American Death Curve Starring the Healthcare Industry. Tell us some disturbing facts, Francis.
This is a big shock, and you will not hear a single politician talk about it. Don't ask. I don't get why. But this should be the number one most talked about issue in this election campaign. It's not. Very simple numbers. Canadians have the same standard of living that we do, and in fact, their net worth is a little higher than ours on average. But we spend 2.1 times per capita what they do on healthcare.
Wow.
Yeah, 2.1 times. The difference, and check this out, this is a really big number, works out to $1.7 trillion in waste every year. That's our entire GDP in 11 years. That's how much we waste. And that is 2.3 times our entire military budget. That's just the waste part. Now, I think I calculated somewhere else that you took every penny we spent on Medicaid and Medicare and added another $150 billion. You get to our waste number. Now, my challenge to listeners is really simple. Someone out there, go to our website, check out our mechanics for future creation, and go and reinvent our healthcare business. I'd love to see one of the politicians think this through. I doubt they can, but I'd love to see them try. This is money, and imagine how much money would go back into the pockets of Americans. It's staggering, staggering sums. All today just being thrown down the toilet with no meaningful result. And we call it the death curve because not only are we spending 2.1 times what Canadians spend, but they live longer. They live something like 4.2 or 3 years longer than we do, and our actual life expectancy is dropping. I think we've dropped 0.7 years in the last decade or something. It's the death curve. We're not on a life curve in this country. We're on a death curve. It's insane.
And with the advancements I've seen, you know, being a consultant to startups and seeing innovations like telemedicine and health matchmaking services, why do you think there hasn't really been an innovator in this space when we talk about how being on the app membrane has helped out some of these newer telecom companies? Why isn't that translated yet to healthcare?
I think the opioid crisis tells us a very great deal. The opioid crisis is one of the places where a lot of money has been wasted, obviously, for no useful purpose. In fact, people die sooner. The amount of money being spent to lobby politicians to keep that waste in people's pockets must be staggering. $1.7 trillion in pure waste, it's going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's going into people's pockets, company pockets. And those folks want to keep that money. And they will resist anything that simplifies, that creates a future creators model for the healthcare industry. They want to keep that money and they want to take it out of your pocket and mine or our companies if our companies are paying. It doesn't matter to them. They want that money. It's their opioid, if you like.
Sure.
That money is their drug.
Yeah.
And they're addicted to it. And there's not a single politician in the United States today willing to say, just a second, what are we doing? $1.7 trillion, you say? If you stood up and told the voters that they're being ripped blind for $1.7 trillion, there'd be blood on the streets.
Yeah.
You know, forget 1776.
Sure.
This is way more like the Russian Revolution.
One of my personal challenges is, you know, I've had healthcare companies contact me, insurance, and I think that, you know, we've got the healthcare crisis around opioids and that type of thing. But, you know, really here, it's all that overhead we pay to just protect ourselves in an emergency. Do you see it possible? And what is it going to take for a insurance company to do business in multiple states like the auto insurance company is able to do?
Wow, that's a great question. Unfortunately, we've got such heavy state regulation and so many barriers and so little thought has gone into this. And you would imagine that the people who get hit the hardest, the insurance companies, would be onto this. They'd be screaming and stomping their feet and demanding some change, but they're not. You hear about insurance companies merging, especially with the pharmaceutical, in the pharmaceutical business and drugstore business. Those aren't answers to the question. They're not even focused on the issue here. The issue is $1.7 trillion every year. The entire economy, as I said, every 11 years. That's a staggering number.
Mm.
And this is money out of the flowing out of everyone's pockets. And, you know, until we address it squarely, we are suckers. Our economy is being drained. Our consumers are being drained. Our businesses are being drained. It's time for a change.
To make that change, whether you're in the healthcare industry, auto industry, telecom, or more, visit us at future-creators.com and see how it's done. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.